Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. My co-host and friend Brian is off this week, but I am here to guide you through the Wisconsin headlines, taking your calls 844-967-2789. Appreciate Wisco Paul's call at the end of that last segment. Yeah, it's troubling times to think of what would happen here in the state of Wisconsin without the current governor. And it seems like Republicans don't necessarily know what they want when it comes to their next nominee to be governor, because we've got that field growing and growing every single week in recent weeks. And so it's going to be really interesting to see these next few months leading up to the gubernatorial election later this year in November, and the primaries in August. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens here in the state of Wisconsin, and we're going to be paying attention to it all because we're following all the different headlines, and I'm going to dive into a little Fox Cut update that we got going on here in southeastern Wisconsin. But before I do that, I'm going to have my friend Mark from the SAC join me. Mark, what's on your mind today?
Oh, boy, you just brought that one up, too. I mean, just another burr under a blanket with a Foxconn exec gave us Foxconn. You're getting a $125,000 a year job at the UW.
Yeah, but don't worry. Don't worry, Mark. It's a short-term employment. They didn't have to advertise it widely because the appointment is going to apparently be less than 2 years.
Hogwash. I'll leave it at that.
Sounds about right.
I know the LTEs, when I worked at for the state, they all had to be advertised positions. They couldn't be what they're trying to say about that. But for Gableman, are all the trips outside of the state are really what gets me. How does that further the investigation into what's going on into Wisconsin by Gableman going all this?
He's got to go to those other states, Mark. He's got to go to those other states to see how they're grifting the state taxpayers in those states to allege that there was voter fraud in 2020, but not actually provide any proof.
And he actually falsified information by saying, well, these nursing homes had this and that, and apparently he compared the numbers, what, 6 months later to the number, to what existed on the day of the election, that as far as the people vote, that if they're eligible to vote or what happened there. I mean, it's just complete and utter nonsense. This guy's allowed to continue. And Robin Voss, that Robin Voss should maybe go to one of Tucker Carlson's clinics and, get his testosterone increased by using the Tucker Carlson-approved method of increasing your testosterone.
I don't want to talk about that one on here, Mark. Come on, man. I'm going to stay away from that one. But, yeah, the fact that Voss is just allowing this, he's the highest-ranking Republican elected official in the state of Wisconsin, so he's the leader of the Republican Party in our state. He is. And the fact that he's being pushed around by some statements coming out of Southern Florida and just being berated into continuing this investigation, even I don't know how the media here in Wisconsin is taking it seriously anymore, because he continues to say, oh, well, the election's wrapping up, and then the date that he sets for the election or the review wrap-up to be, he always just finds another reason to kick the can down the curb. And so this is just going to continue on. And unfortunately, Brian's out this week. Otherwise, he and I probably would have shown up with moving trucks down in Brookfield this afternoon. But the big guy chose to take vacation instead. But well-deserved. He's down in Florida. And maybe, we'll find out what the next end date is going to be for this investigation, and Brian and I will show up to that one. But appreciate the call, Mark. Up next, we got Dick in Madison. Dick, what's on your mind today?
Well, Wisco Paul, a couple of weeks ago, I think, or maybe less, he said without Tony, we'd be Indiana North. I couldn't agree with him more. Former chancellor of the university, John Wiley, years back under the last of Walker, there was an excellent op-ed he wrote that was in Madison Magazine. You ought to go look it up. He's from there originally.
Okay.
And he describes his trip to Wisconsin when he was a young man and just how enlightened he became just by crossing the border into this state.
Yeah.
Indiana, I mean, look who was their governor.
Mike Pence. Yeah. No, so, absolutely.
Take a field trip there and see if you like it, if you really, and I don't think many people from Wisconsin would. Well, we're morphing that direction.
Let's not pretend like there's not some great people out there as well. I mean, current Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is from Indiana, too. So I'm sure there's plenty of fine people in Indiana. They just need to come together and decide to send better individuals to the state senate or their governor's office, because that's, or the U.S. Senate, excuse me, or their governor's office, because there's a lot of these problems that we're facing here in Wisconsin. I'm sure they're facing in Indiana, and some better leadership would definitely yield better results. And I appreciate the call, Dick, but it's interesting to see what will come of this fall's election. I think yesterday on the show, if you missed any portion of yesterday's show, you can go check out the podcast at devilradio927.com. Click on Dueling Tangents under the podcast tab. And we talked about how some of the reporting here in the state of Wisconsin is talking about, we got articles over at the Wisconsin State Journal saying it would be a stretch for Republicans to be able to achieve a supermajority. And really, it's not going to be that far of a stretch. They're in, baked in the cake with the last three statewide elections, 2016, 18, and 2020. Taking the information from those elections, Republicans would only be three seats off in the state assembly from achieving that supermajority. And so I understand when you use the aggregate model and you're looking at statewide numbers, that would mean it's kind of far off for the Republicans to be able to hit that supermajority. But really, they only need the 53% in three more of those. 51% is all they need in the state assembly districts to be able to flip those ones. And so three state assembly seats off from a supermajority of Republican elected officials in the state legislature in a 50-50 state is pretty insane. But we alluded to it, and I want to get into the headline over at the State Journal. Mark and I mentioned it. Headline, no open search in UW-Madison hiring for job filled by former Foxconn executive. So this morning we found out Kelly Meyerhoff over at the State Journal doing the reporting. UW-Madison did not publicly advertise a newly created position before giving the $125,000 per year post to a former executive with Foxconn, a company that has fallen far short of its promise to build a massive manufacturing plant in Racine County, recently released records show. And so this is the headline. We've got Alan Young over, who had previously worked with Foxconn, quote, instrumental in the dealings with the former Walker administration, bringing the Foxconn deal to Wisconsin. And now he's got a $125,000 annual salary through the College of Engineering at UW-Madison. And I don't know all of the details about how this position came out, but they didn't widely advertise it. It really seems like the College of Engineering created this position for Alan Young. And we're going to find out more details as more records get released about this. But something smells fishy about this story. We're going to keep an eye on it for sure. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Brian is off this week, but I will be joined by some more fantastic guests as the week goes on. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. But up next, we got the Devil's Advocates, so stay tuned.